Hey, yo, yo, what up, what up? Welcome back to my podcast, only on the Kick-Ass Cool Podcast. I have to get used to saying that. Like, that's like a dope-ass name. I really, really, really like that. A shout-out to my boy, Mike. He actually came up with that name for our podcast. And actually, I'm going to be, you know, on the podcast for a while, you know, by myself. You know, it's cool. Me, myself, and I until he can come back and, you know, bless us with some of his knowledge. But until then, it's going to be you and me. It's going to be you guys and me only on the Kick-Ass Cool Podcast. I am your host, Hallie Rashad Harden. And I just want to welcome you guys back to the best podcast out there. One of the best, actually. And I just want to start off by saying that, hey, please don't forget to leave some voice messages. Talk to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, show me some love. Stop by the show. Show me some love or whatever like that, you know. I really, really would appreciate it, you know. When you guys do leave those voice messages, be sure to leave your first and last name, and I'll give you a shout-out, and I really would appreciate that. Where it's raw and uncut, you know. This podcast is definitely about self-improvement, hashtag positive vibes only, you know. So much negativity in the world, it's just as much positivity in the world, you know. And if I can just reach one person, I have changed the world, and that makes me feel like really, really, really good, you know. So I wanted to start off by saying, before I get started, you know, knowledge is power, period, you know. So I'm definitely about to share some things with you guys, you know, that'll have you thinking, that'll have you, you know, hopefully it'll help you make some right decisions in regards to your relationships. Well, actually, I call them situationships, you know. Just want to let you guys know that, you know, I was planning on recording like every day, you know, give you guys something new every day, you know, new episodes, new segments, something for you guys to look forward to, some positive things, of course, you know what I'm saying? No negativity here, you know, it's all love. And, you know, I know my purpose in life, and it is definitely to spread love, you know, love thy neighbor, like you love yourself, you know. So definitely be kind to one another, you know. Be careful with your words, for real, man, because words are powerful, words are encouraging, words are dangerous. Your words are diverse, period. So, you know, just be careful how you, be careful how you treat people, you know. Just be mindful of that. I have to be mindful of that myself. I personalize that, you know. I used to tell people all the time, you know, just casual conversation or strangers I may talk to or friends I'm talking to or family, you know. I used to say you, but I definitely personalized it this year, this decade, that I, you know, Hallie Rashad Harden, you know, a.k.a. Marcus, because Marcus is my real name, but Hallie Rashad Harden is my, you know, is my alias, you know. And the story behind that is Hallie, I got that from, you know, Halle Berry. She is definitely one of my favorite actresses. Rashad is Aaliyah's brother name. Shout out to Aaliyah. I miss her so much. Miss her every day. You know, I definitely keep her legacy alive, you know. And Harden is Aaliyah's last name. That's their family's last name. So Hallie Rashad Harden is my alias, and it's a story behind that. And I just told you guys the story behind that and how I came up with that. Kept it simple, short, and sweet. And again, PSA, public service announcement. Please share with your friends, your family. Share this podcast with coworkers, family, friends, anyone in your life that you may think could definitely use this information, this knowledge, these positive vibes that I'm bringing to you guys, raw and uncut, only on the Kick-Ass Cool Podcast. And actually, you know, I just want to say any day above ground is a good day. And yeah, so let's get right to it. Let's get started. Excuse me. Take the initiative. Explanation point and not a period. 10 key activities for creating trust in a successful relationship. No one can deny the importance of trust. In a relationship with your partner, it takes effort and consistency to build trust. If you're in a situationship, for example, you'll need to work on developing trust. This often comes from emotional stability. If you need help in building trust, here are some tips to build on it together. Number one, prioritize the relationship. When you consider your partner's thoughts and feelings, it will make them feel loved and respected. However, this does not mean giving up on your interests by all means. It just means thinking in terms of we rather than I. Doing so will make them feel they are very important to you and will make them trust you more. Number two, be yourself. If you want your partner to trust you, then you should also show that you have trust in the relationship. When you are true to yourself, you let your partner know that you trust them, period. By showing all your vulnerabilities, weaknesses, and fear, you trust them to accept you for who you truly are. Number three, communicate with your partner. Communication is important in a relationship. It is critical for building and maintaining strong relationships. Good communication is carried out respectfully and clearly. Just keep it simple, short, and sweet. You know, communication is definitely key to, life, period, to relationships, period, to communication is diverse. Number four. Oh, my bad. I am actually thinking ahead. So, raw and uncut on the Kick-Ass Cool Podcast. Definitely not scripted. So, raw and uncut. Number three, communicate with your partner. Again, communication is important in a relationship. It is critical for building and maintaining strong relationships. Good communication is carried out respectfully and clearly. When you truly communicate with your partner, it shows that you feel safe enough to express your concerns, needs, and fears. As a result, it builds trust and fosters memorable moments in your relationship. Number four, be careful with words, period. Sometimes couples say what they don't mean and can leave a disastrous effect on the relationship. With your words, your partner may either feel comfortable and confident or also rejected and angry. So be mindful of the words you use and their impact on the person you love. Number five, be your partner's best friend. Having a partner with whom you can talk to and share life struggles help in creating a meaningful relationship. Moreover, if a couple doesn't have that emotional connection towards each other, it may lead to emotional and physical sabotage. So you pretty much just want to be mindful of that, you know. Just be careful how you talk to one another in your relationship, especially when you're angry. Like when you're angry, just, get off to yourself, get you some me time, calm down, and, approach those issues, you know, with a clear head, civil, you know. Number six, be trustworthy. In order for your partner to trust you, you must be trustworthy yourself. Trust is built by being honest and faithful. So if you cannot do what your partner asks you to do, be clear that you can't avoid unmet expectations. And being committed to your partner, surrounded by temptations, will build your relationship up. Number seven, accept influence. Relationships are much more successful when both partners allow themselves to be influenced by each other. Number eight, repair the relationship. Conflicts and disagreements are normal in a relationship. But it is important that the relationship is repaired before trouble gets out of hand. One way is to say, I'm sorry. In a relationship, being happy is more important than being right. Hashtag big facts. I definitely agree with that. Number 9, be responsible. When a relationship faces challenges, just like most do, it is important to stay with your partner. Being responsible means being emotionally, physically, and mentally ready to tackle any trials with their partner at your side. Number 10, last but not least, be positive, period. I'm going to say that again. Be positive, period, no matter what. The secret to a successful relationship is to have 5 positive interactions with your partner for every 1 negative interaction. It means if you hurt your partner's feelings, for example, you have to make it up to, It means if you hurt your partner's feelings, you have to make it up to 5 times by doing positive things like smiling and laughing together, asking questions, or saying, I love you. The main point is that positivity is what nourishes your love and trust for each other. Trust has the power to make a relationship either successful or a failure. Trusting someone can be hard, especially if you've been hurt before, but with trust comes joy, stability, and peace. It comes with a price, but it's definitely worth it. So, let your guard down and show the true you, flaws and all. Remember that there is no perfect relationship. It is how you accept the imperfections that make it perfect. Because at the end of the day, you know, I just want to let you guys know that all of us, you, me, your family, your friends, your coworkers, everybody in the whole world, believe it or not, we are imperfectly perfect, period. I'm going to say it again. We are imperfectly perfect, period. So, you know, just want to share that, you know, a little bit of knowledge with you guys, a little bit of, you know, hashtag positive vibes only, you know, each one teach one, you know, pass it on. And I definitely want to say this again, because I really feel that this is important. Trusting someone can be hard, especially if you've been hurt before, but with trust comes joy, stability, and peace. It comes with the price, but it's definitely worth it. So again, let your guard down, you know, let all those walls down, let your guard down, you know, get into your comfort zone and show the true you, flaws and all. Remember that there is no perfect relationship. Again, remember that there is no perfect relationship, period. It is how you accept the imperfections that make it perfect. So I just want to make sure that you guys, please make sure that you don't forget to leave me those voice messages and show me some love. Leave your first and last name, and definitely let me know where you guys are listening from, and tell me what you think of the show. And don't forget to check us out on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, and a few more listening platforms. I am your host, Hallie Rashad Harden, bringing it to you raw and uncut, only on the Kick Ass Cool Podcast, where we give it to you simple, short, and sweet. And I just want to take the time out to send you guys a very, very special thank you for totally hanging out with me tonight. You know, didn't want to take up too much of you guys' time. Make sure that you guys, you know, again, send those voice messages. And, you know, tell me what you thought about the episode you just heard. And leave messages expressing your thoughts and how you could relate. Leave your first and last names again, and, you know, let us know. Let me know where you guys are listening from. And until next time, be kind to one another, because actually, I am actually outside. I'm just actually outside coming to you live, raw and uncut. And it is cold out here, and I came out here to, you know, smoke a cigarette, you know what I'm saying, brainstorm, you know, give you guys some knowledge. And FYI, smoking is bad for you. So if you never smoked before, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's a bad habit, and it's hard to break. Until next time, be kind to one another. And make sure you guys leave those voice messages and talk to me and let me know, you know, what's on your mind. Like I said, leave your first and last name, and I will definitely make sure that I do my part and respond to your voice messages. each and every one of them. Once again, I am your host, Halle Rashad Harden, coming to you live, raw and uncut, only on the Kick-Ass Cool Podcast, where you heard it first. And again, I wanted to thank each and every one of you guys out there that decided to stop by the show and hang out with me for a little while. Share this with someone who you know that might be struggling with this, a coworker, a friend, or a family member. You heard it here first, only on the Kick-Ass Cool Podcast. I'm your host, Halle Rashad Harden, signing off.